Let's talk about this serious situation that everybody is in, right? Searching high and low.
I know, for ice melting salt. I mean, I was looking for it last week. I didn't find any. I found some on Thursday, but by Friday it was gone everywhere. And everyone's freaking out. So all the TV stations last night were talking about it and showing empty shelves.
Right.
And
what
so,
do? You don't have the salt.
A lot of places were even running out of water softener salt. The people were using that instead. Not the pellets, but the more broken up kind.
Trying to use that.
Yeah, because it's such a serious situation. But it's I gotta say.
Who is this person?
Her name is Sharon.
And listen to this commercial and see if this helps you, what she did.
The same soft, warm, and delicious super pretzel you enjoy at the game, you can also have at home. Available in your grocer's freezer. Super Pretzel, bring it home.
Okay, what does that really have to do with it?
Well, apparently Sharon doesn't like her Super Pretzels to be very salty. And Sharon, I hope you're listening and hearing us because we love you and we think this is the best thing ever. She said on Facebook that her hoarding of salt packets from Super Pretzels finally paid off.
How much could she have?
She shows all the little packets and then shows them opened up and measured on a scale. She had nearly 2 pounds of Super Pretzel salt.
That is amazing. Now, real question is, how many freaking Super Pretzels is she eating?
I mean, she said she's been saving them for years and they finally paid off. And so she opened them all up. And I mean, I wouldn't necessarily believe it if she didn't have photographic evidence on Facebook.
And it's really there.
It really is. I mean, unless she faked it somehow. Or...
Delicious Super Pretzel you enjoy at the game, you can also have at home. Available in your grocer's freezer.
It's got salt, everybody!
You know,
there's going to be a run on Super Pretzels now.
I was feeling kind of the same way, and I have had in the past 5 years probably one box of Super Pretzels, and I also don't like to add the additional salt, so I have one packet at home, and it's available for sale if anybody... I'm going to put it up on eBay.
Do it.
And I think that I should probably make quite a bit of money from it, considering the big salt shortage.
Is there anything I could do with the soy sauce packets I have?
Those are salty, too.
Maybe that'll work. We'll put that
on
there and see what happens. That is great. Congratulations. But I'm curious how many Super Pretzels she's consumed over the years.
Well, I think she has probably
shared them with a pack in there.
Not very big.
Of salt.
Like an ounce or so, maybe?
And she has like 2 pounds of it? Oh, my God.